Okay, we are in Nefesh HaChaim, Prakim, finishing off Perek Beis. And I'm finding it a little bit more complex than I was expecting to find it, so it's taking a little more time, but there's a lot to learn. Here we're talking about the inyan of Lishma. So Lishma is definition. Lishma, what does it mean? Taich. Lishma. Or to do something with its, to fulfill its correct intention. Right? Lishma. Lishma. Doesn't sound so complicated. In other words, I'm doing it. It doesn't sound so holy. I'm doing it for the reason why. Because all of it. I mean, why do we keep Shabbos? Obviously, Lishma, we're doing it because Hashem told us to keep Shabbos. Shem Shabbos. Shem Shalom. In other words, Havdil, I guess, when you give a get, so you have to give a get, lishma. Lishma means for the purpose of the get. That's what lishma means. It doesn't mean lishma per.
For her purpose.
No, for the purpose of the get.
Lishma doesn't mean the same as Barbara.
I'm doing it for Hashem's sake. It could be. The Pashat of Shat and Lishma is I'm doing it for the way, I'm using it the way it was intended to be used. Like you do with your phone, like you do with your car, like you do with your body. Use things the way they're intended to be used. Lishma. It's not internal, it's external. So, in the end of Perek Beis, he takes us, took me anyways, on this journey. To try to distinguish between Torah and Tefillah. I'm sorry, between Torah and Mitzvahs. It's all good.
We're learning the Shema.
Forbids everything to be able to hold my mind on what we're saying. So we said as follows. I want to take you, if you have the Nefesh HaChaim, Perek Beis, I just want to go to the last line where he sums up everything of Perek Beis. Prakim, end of Perek Beis, last line. Im Kain. This is just the Im Kain, according to everything that we just said. Gam Esek HaTorah Shaloi Lishma Nami Adifa Mi Mitzvos Lishma. So here's the upshot of the whole thing. If you have a chance to do a mitzvah lishma, that's kabbalah, right? Mitzvah lishma. You're going to put on tefillin. I'm 100% lishma. I'm putting on this tefillin. There's nothing driving me to put on this tefillin. It's not that they're going to miss me at the minyan. I'm in some place. Nobody knows. I'm putting them on. I'm not putting them on. And I put on the mitzvah, the tefillin lishma. And for some reason, competing with your time is Torah. I can learn Torah. Now, again, we're not talking about being Mevatel Mitzvah, which I'll explain in a minute, but we're talking about Torah. But the Torah will be Shaloi Lishma. So what's more, what's bigger? Mitzvah Lishma, Torah Shaloi Lishma. Takes us, now working backwards, he says here clearly, Esek HaTorah Shaloi Lishma Adifa Mi Mitzvah Lishma. Did you say that? Yes? It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush in learning. Esa katera gam esa katera shaloi lishma. Let's read it the way he's singing it. Gam esa katera shaloi lishma. Esa katera is so big that even if it's shaloi lishma, adipa mi mitzvah lishma. Takes us back a page or two, where he tells us that bechlal tayr is bigger than mitzvahs. Bechlal Torah is bigger than mitzvahs. For instance, you see Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. You have this mitzvah, that mitzvah, Peah, Bikurim, Ryan, Vilz Chasodim. Those are all big mitzvahs that you're kibud av ve'eim, that you're dealing with other people. It's not even just a personal mitzvah. But nevertheless, we end off by saying Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. Biggest mitzvah is Torah. There's no other way to translate that on the simple level. Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam. The best thing is to go and learn. Not including Lakantir, because Lakantir we learned on Sunday, is Keneged Atzair, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a minute. But I just want to make sure we're organized here in our thinking. So we have a world of Judaism. In Judaism, there's two worlds. There's the world of mitzvahs and there's the world of Torah, which of course should not be in competition one with the other. We do Torah and mitzvahs. But there's still Torah and there's mitzvahs. Now, it seems from what he's saying, again, I'm not political in this regard, just historical a little bit, that the Hasidish emphasis was on mitzvahs. That's why I thought you came with your towels and food. The Hasidish influence is on mitzvahs, and the Litvische Grah emphasis is on Torah. I don't know if that's true any longer, and I'm not talking about any longer, and I'm not talking about what to be. And as I said last time and 100 times, I believe we should be a synthesis of both. But I think that's the shita that we all need to go with. If you wanna listen to me, we should be a synthesis. Take what's good. I went to a very, very chashuva chasana. It was a couple of nights ago, and it was the Rav Malamig was the Masadr Kedushin, and Gamaniha Yisisham. On the one hand, like, the whole thing gave me a headache because they were singing the Balatanya's Nigin, and the Rav comes wearing a parka. He's a huge gon, by the way. He's a Talmud Chacham.
Zalman or a Baruch?
Zalman. And he's a goin. He's a goin. And it was such a mixture of so many different, Le'umi and Hasidi and Rav Kook. And there were so many different things there. But on the one hand, it gave me a headache. And on the other hand, it was the most beautiful thing in the world. Babish Mashiach. I'm not suggesting anything. It was just a beautiful thing when you see a synthesis like that happening. I don't know how deep it goes. I'm just talking about the chuppah. But, the synthesis is good. But there wasn't always this ability to make any kind of a synthesis. And there seemed to have been two different tracks, the track of mitzvos and the track of Torah. And as it worked out, logistically, the Torah was more about for the elite, the people that can learn Torah. And mitzvahs was everybody could do a mitzvah. So that's, you have Chabadnikim going and putting tefillin on people for a second and not going and learning with them a little bit of Torah. Learn a pasuk. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Why don't you learn a pasuk? So there was an emphasis on mitzvahs, and what Nefesh HaChaim is saying is an emphasis on Torah. Ad kedei kach, that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but ad kedei kach, as he says here at the end, Torah gam esek haTorah sheloi lishma, nami adifa mi mitzvahs lishma. If you're going to do that mitzvah lishma, or you're going to do some Torah sheloi lishma, you're better off with the Torah. So this is a clear division of shitas. And getting involved with mitzvahs, he goes on to say that mitzvahs, even if you do the mitzvah, of course you have to do mitzvahs, but like the hachana for the mitzvah doesn't count so much. Hachanas for the mitzvahs, l'shem yichud kutshabrichu, etc., and going to the mikveh and all the hachanas for the mitzvah, just do the mitzvah. Whereas, of course, in the Hasidic world, they hold, as Reb Tzadik says, that hachana for the mitzvah is bigger than the mitzvah. Pashit, the hachana for the mitzvah is what's giving you tveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the whole controversy where Reb Tzadik devotes a chapter to this is was when Reb Leibel Eger, that's Reb Akiva Eger's, the big mistaget, Reb Akiva Eger's grandson, Reb Leibel Eger, he was a Hasidic Rebbe. So here, Reb Akiva Eger and his grandson was a Hasidic Rebbe. His father was a big mistaget. Reb Shlomo Eger was a big mistaget, but he became a big rebbe. But he was also a boil. He was also a boil, and his minhag was that a minute before Tzeisak Echovim, he would do the Bris Milah. Yashkei Avraham Baboiker. We do. You're supposed to do. It annoys me even when people plan their bris for mincha time. Yashkei Avraham Baboiker. You're supposed to do it in the morning. That's what it says. All of a sudden, it changed. You know, people are at work, but after Shkia, how can you do it? So he argued that he wants to put in as much time as possible in being mechin for the mitzvah of milah. It means that Somebody asked him to do a bris. He didn't just come and do kvater, you know. somebody asked him to do a bris, it means to say that he woke up fartogs and he spent the whole day being mispoinen and learning and being mechen for the mitzvah until he got to the alamila. So why lose a minute of that? Which, of course, the misnagdim ripped him apart because of this. How can you be vater halacha? But again, it comes down to the same question of Torah and mitzvahs and what the emphasis is.
This Torah lishma is dafka not learning Torah in order to do mitzvahs.
So Torah in order to do mitzvahs, it is. But right now, let's get into that in a minute. But right now we're saying Talmud Torah keneged kulam, which is clear. The chiddush here is, of course, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Nobody argues with that. But two things. What about Talmud Torah shalei lishma against mitzvahs lishma? So let's just analyze that for a second, and we'll get this clear. A mitzvah is given to us to do in the world of Asiya. You're here in this world, do mitzvahs. L'sakei noilu b'malchus shakei. You have to do mitzvahs. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakeis is Yisrael l'ficha chir b'lahem Torah u'mitzvahs. But every mitzvah is in the world of Asiya, and we live in the world of Asiya. So we're not meant to act like malach. So mitzvahs are great. Torah is not really in the world of Asiya, but it has to be Torah al-menas l'asayis, as you say. But the Torah itself, the Levit HaTorah itself, is not l'asayis. That's not an Asiya l'chir. It's a machshava, and you could argue, like a hana for a mitzvah, that it's really when somebody's orangutan and learning, thinking and learning, their whole goof, their whole neshama is involved with it. So it's not really in the world of asiya. So there's a stira. Like let's look at this just to make it more picturesque. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing on Har Sinai. Hashem is talking to him. He's talking to Hashem. An experience of Aspaklaria HaMe'ira. The experience of Nevuah was such that he became so otherworldly that Lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo shasisi, kol arboim yoyim shayisi bahar. All 40 days, he was like a malach. Even more than what we were able to imagine him being when not during those time in Har Sinai. Who could imagine Moshe Rabbeinu? I think about it a lot. Like, what kind of a man was this? But Har Sinai, lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo shasisi. And what was he doing? He was none of his vashchina. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamish talking to him. Pe el pe adaber ba. Then what did he do? He came down and he said, where's Philin? Where's Tzitzis? Give a little tzedakah. How can you compare the experience, if you will, of the people on the bottom of the hill to the man at the top? This is not just do a mitzvah. This was a prophetic experience. This was a serious experience. So this, how can you compare? And the answer is, there's no comparison. But that doesn't mean there is no comparison to the experience. But who says it's about the experience? Who says it's about the spiritual experience? Of course you can't compare. And ironically, I just want to point out, follow me carefully here, the whole Nefesh HaChayim, everything that we've learned from page one until today, was a little bit against the spiritual experience. Tachlis. We're not Buddhists. Which is all about the spiritual experience. Lahavdil, Elif Havdolos. This is the world of Asiya. So, Elach Hanabi, who could compare to the experience of Moshe Rabbeinu? And not only that, by the way, the Jews started off with that experience at Har Sinai. Right. We also want to hear the Dvar Hashem. Until they said, okay, we can't hear it anymore. We can't even handle that experience. And Hashem agreed. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's intention to be different than everybody else. That was the Jewish decision. That was a popular decision to be different. They said, we can't hear. We're dying from this experience. Dying pirusho, no physical. We're losing our physicality. You know, like dying. You know, okay, dying. It's you know, so you're spiritual. You're not physical. But that's what are we doing? We're losing our life. It wasn't necessarily a bad experience. It wasn't an experience we want. Asiya, the world of mitzvahs, is all about life. Kivan shenifter adam mina olam pater mina mitzvah. So, you know, it's, and we all know this. We all know the, we all know that the Gra, the Rosh HaLitayim, you know, cried before he died, kederach, loy kederach hatzadikim. To cry before you die, and he was crying, holding his tzitzis, saying, "Arakopitka, like for just a little bit of change, I could do a mitzvah, and I'm going to do an olam haba."
The irony is that Moshe Rabbeinu, in his spiritual experience, is advocating for olam haasiyah.
Right.
Like the conversation between Malachim and.
So right, and so I'm just that's why I'm putting it in this. Sort of graphic way that here you have Moshe Rabbeinu, here you have the people putting on tzitzis and staying away from Eiver Menachai or something, you know, but not mixing their milk and meat and Boichel Mishpachaisa. So from an experiential point of view, I would imagine that this was a much deeper spiritual experience, Ad Kedei Kach, that we can't do it, but Tachlis, we live in Asiya.
He's holding on the keys of the cover and he's saying,
Amos, that's the irony. The whole spiritual experience was about the Olam HaBa.
I mean, who says we're supposed to be? Moshe Rabbeinu was a unique person who needed to bridge. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, you wouldn't know the Torah without him. He had to be that special person. Who says we have to? Our star comes in the next
one. So you're saying in different words than what I just said. Who said it's about the experience? Who said? In other words, it wasn't that. Right, that was he had a different tafkin. A navi has a different tafkin, b'chol. But I mean, you know, it wasn't like he was just a Jew on speed. it was a whole different, matana that Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael with this navi of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, that's where Hashem connected to the earth. But according to everything I just said, so the mitzvah shita seems to be the right shita, yeah. Amos. The mitzvah shita, we live in the world of Asiya, so do the mitzvahs.
Why is the experience?
How does Torah fit into this? So let's look. You don't see that Moshe Rabbeinu getting the Torah on Har Sinai?
Is
Limud HaTorah? Doesn't the Gemara say over and over again that certain Amorim spoke and it was Kinsinasam B'Sinai?
Starts with Shivi Session and Sami.
Spiritual experience.
We have cars for that.
Of course we do. Learning them. Yisrael, Varaisa, Kuchabrihu, Chadu. For Zayar. Yisrael, Varaisa, which means Torah. There's other words for mitzvahs in the Zayar. Yisrael, Varaisa. So clearly, when a person's learning Torah, you're mistabek with kuchabrichu. Stroll, by raisa, kuchabrichu, chadu. I think it is. Because whenever the Zohar talks about mitzvahs, it talks about pikudin, it doesn't talk about
it. So what is it? Savta. Uses different emotions.
Stroll, right? Pikudin, mitzvahs.
So is Yisrael hanging out with Jews, so it's seen as
when, it means it's not the pshat of the Zohar. Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael is mistabik in Oraisa, it's mistabik in Kuchabrichu. Again, that doesn't mean that. So let's just, I'm sorry, it's easy for me to go off track, so forgive me. But if I do a mitzvah, which is all about the world of Asiya, I mean, I do it Shaloi Lishma, So let's take everything that I do and divide it into Maisa Machshova. So I did a Maisa. I did my thing in the Olam of Asiya, was chaser the extra part of Lishma. If Moshe Rabbeinu, bear with me for a minute, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been, dreaming over there on Har Sinai about something else, you know, there's problems downstairs, or the new car that he's just ordered, or the new camel. So the Shalei Lishma, you would think, would have upgefreaked the whole Metzius of his Torah. Like, what'd you do? Your whole thing is union with Hashem, and you're not there. You're not there. So it would seem that Torah Shalei Lishma, Mitzvah Shalei Lishma, has value because you did something. But Torah Shalei Lishma, what did you do? So let's work backwards. I'm working backwards.
It's a little bit difficult what you're saying.
Okay, agreed.
Moshe Rabbeinu would have had his mind elsewhere. The Torah wouldn't have been given at that moment. He had to be connected. He had to be tuned in.
Yeah, but you're saying the Torah being given and his standing mul the Shechina are the same thing. There was an experience there of standing mul the Shechina. No? Besides, Dayenu. Ilu Karabna, if Nei Har Sinai, Velay Nasan Lano is a Torah. Dayenu.
That's for the
Am. Yeah. For sure, I'm just saying, Esik HaTorah Shalei Lishma Adifa MiMitzvos Lishma. So I'm just analyzing the mitzvah lishma means I have my maisa, I have my machshava. Torah lishma means I don't have any maisa, and I don't have any machshava, or correct machshava. I've done nothing except for learning Torah. And nevertheless, he's positing here that esek loy lishma, just the act of learning Torah, is adifa mi mitzvah lishma. Isn't it clear to you that, let's say, Avos Hashem is a mitzvah? So I'm doing the mitzvah of Avos Hashem Shalei Lishma. Garden from the garden. Vidui is a maisa. But Vidui is a maisa, deep word. Vidui means to daber. That's what the word means. No, I'm saying, but any mitzvah that you're talking about, I'm davening in my head. But I'm not davening, I'm in business. So you didn't daven. What'd you do? Torah has this unique property that I'm learning Shalei Lishma, so I'm not really in the world of Maisa, because halachically, even if you're just thinking in Torah, and I'm not doing it Lishma, is lo zeh v'lo zeh. That's all I'm saying. But nevertheless, as long as it's not Lekanter or Lekintur, it's better than a mitzvah Lishma. That's what he says. I mean, it's clear to me the Hasidic idea here. That's clear to me. I mean, I think that's Pasha. But what's this? We're learning Nefesh HaChaim. If you go with me to Shar Dalet Per Chavtes, if you have the Sefer. You should have the Sefer. So the Nefesh HaChaim says like this. Hine Rabbi Seinu Zichreinim Levracha Amru Dorash Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi Kiner Mitzvah V'Taror. So I'm going to move into this and see what we're doing. Kiner mitzvah v'toyra or is the Gemara in Saita Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Ner mitzvah, that's a pasuk. Kiner mitzvah v'toyra or mitzvah is compared to a ner, and toyra is compared to an or. A ner is a candle, or is what? What?
Or is Torah.
No. What does the word or mean?
It's the consequences.
Yeah. Or mit an aleph, consequence of ner. That's a pasuk in Mishlei Vav. Tala HaKosov says the Gemara is HaMitzvah B'ner V'Satara Ba'or. So the Gemara is Medayik in Shlomo HaMelech's words, Ki Ner Mitzvah B'Toyra Or, that the Mitzvah is called a Ner and Torah is called Or. Tala HaKosov is HaMitzvah B'ner V'Satara Ba'or. Loimar L'cha says the Gemara Maner Enoi Meir Ela Lafi Shah. Af Mitzvah Ena Megina Ela Lafi Shah. A Mitzvah is good while you're doing it. A mitzvah is megan. For instance, we say shluchei mitzvah eino nizukin. So shluchei mitzvah eino nizukin. Nizukin means if I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, the Gemara has a lot of conditions in that. But bottom line is, if I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, I am protected. I have a hagonah. Af mitzvah eino megina ela lefisha. But it's only while I'm doing the mitzvah. If I stop doing the mitzvah, it's like a light. You shut the switch, it's dark. Period. You don't even get 10 seconds extra advantage. It's off. Uma or Mashen Kain or Meir La Oilam Af Torah Megina La Oilam. So Torah is also Megan La Oilam. So it means even after you shut the lights, you still have the Torah or. So the Marsha says in Sotah Chaf Aleph that or in this case, when Shlomo HaMelech, he proves it. When Shlomo HaMelech says or, he means a fire. It doesn't mean light. And it's miyashim many, many psukim, by the way, in Mishnah. That or,
so the word is fire.
In Aramaic. Or Aramaic.
The
Lord. Yeah. Is a chametz l'ur haner. In Hebrew, or is or. I don't think there's a word or. Also not Hebrew, but or means fire. Or haner means light. That's Aramaic, but what does it mean? It's the name of a place. let's go with fire for a minute. Just makes a lot more sense. Brings the marsha here somewhere. Here. Tola mitzvah spin in the bottom of mine brings the marsha. Tala mitzvah b'ner v'satar ba'or damim rabim haino. I'm sorry, damayim rabim haino havarim avalatara she eish ba'or gadol she eish ba'or gadol la yuchlu l'chabos. Mayim rabim la yuchlu l'chabos v'ava, so ner mitzvah v'tara or. So let's say it like this. The ner is a candle and Torah is a fire. So ner mitzvah, one is a candle, right? Hanukkah time, you need some. You need to walk into this with some. Ner mitzvah, but Torah, or, is a, at least a much bigger light, but not light as we understand it, a much bigger source of light. Or is a much bigger source of light, so that's Torah. So you see clearly the Torah is or and ner is mitzvah. That you see clearly.
Or shabai yavzim in the mutav.
Ma'or shabai. I want to tell you a story that Rameir Shapiro Zatzal founded the yeshiva of Chachmi Lublin. And when the times in Europe were getting worse and worse, and everyone was trying to figure out if they were smart how to get out of here, Rameir Shapiro decided to build a yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, which was probably the nicest yeshiva in history at that time, certainly in modern history. And he was raising money for this yeshiva, so he said something like, is this smart, you know, to start building a yeshiva now in place in Jersey City, you know? Is this a smart thing to do? So he said, Ner mitzvah v'torah or. This was his vart at his Ner mitzvah v'torah or. He says it works like this, that an air gives off light and a fire gives off light. If a wind comes, it blows out the candle. If a wind comes on a fire, it makes the fire bigger. So Ner mitzvah v'torah or, what we need is the fire of Torah. And, you know, if you want to put out a candle, you blow on it. If there's a forest fire, la'olenu, so that's wind is your enemy. Rain is good, but wind doesn't make it better, it makes it worse. Spreads things. So I allow you physicists to understand what the metzius is there. But the way he understood it is that if we're going to be a bunch of yidduch that are doing lighting neiros of one form or another, we're not going to survive this wind of war. But if there's tyra, it will spread. It didn't necessarily spread there, but it did spread. Meaning, here we are in Eretz Yisrael because of the tyra. That was his point. In the Sefer Ruach Chaim, which is Ruach Chaim Volozhin, the Gemara ends off saying that it works like this, that Torah and mitzvah, when you're doing the Torah, when you're doing the mitzvah, they're both two things. Megin umatzil. Megin means they serve as a shield to Peronius, Yisurim, when you're doing a mitzvah. Matzil means they save you from the Yetzer Hara. That's what the words mean. Torah, Megin umatzil. Mitzvahs, Megin umatzil, same thing. Difference is that a mitzvah is only... A mitzvah is the chayrus, the maskan of the Gemara. A mitzvah is megin while you're doing the mitzvah. Torah, the last words, atzule l'chein amrisham, I'm sorry, b'idna d'lei asek ba'agune magnet, atzule l'ay matzla. Mitzvah bein b'idna d'asek ba, bein b'idna d'lei asek ba'agune magna, atzule l'ay matzla. So you have a mitzvah. Again, this is an important concept. There's a megan and there's a matzah. The benefits, almost side benefits, if you will, of the mitzvah. The main benefit of a mitzvah is to a mitzvah. But the side benefits of the mitzvahs that are of Torah and mitzvahs is megan and matzah. Two different things. Megan min ha-yisurim, matzil min ha-chet. A mitzvah, says the Gemara, the Maskana, after going through a long shakal v'tarya, the Gemara says that a mitzvah is megan, Torah is megan. Torah is megin umatzel. Here. B'inna da'asik ba megina umatzel. B'inna da'asik ba agina magne atzula loy matzli. So when it comes to Torah, so it's only megin umatzel while you're learning the Torah. But it's megin even when you're not learning the Torah. So if I learn Torah this morning, it'll be Megan you all day long. It won't be matzil from the Yetzer Hara. Mitzvah, bein b'idna da'asikba, bein b'idna da'loy asikba, whether you're doing it or not, agune magna atzuloy matzil, never has the advantage of matzil. So he brings here from the Ruach Chaim, that's the Nefesh HaChaim on Pirkei Avos, we just learned this today. Ayidei HaChatoyim Yisoyim. Ayidei ha-chatoyim, when a person does an aveira, hu mukaf beruach chatuma shel ha-yetzer me'aklipos. Okay, we're learning now some sight. What happens when we do a chet? When we do a chet, we become surrounded with ruach chatuma shel ha-yetzer me'aklipos. Ki klipam saveves es ha-pri. I would argue biologically, even though I don't know what I'm talking about, that... different fruit have different thicknesses of klipa, depending on what they need to resist. It might not be true, but it's a good mashal anyway. Meaning, obviously, where a fruit has to withstand a lot of weather conditions and a lot of problems, so the klipa will grow. Even if you look at it from an evolutionary point of view, that's going to be true. From the place of is certainly true, but what? That's how they grow. Also, people
harvested in the fall.
The tree itself is very sensitive, very soft.
Same thing. In other words, the sensitivity requires a bigger clip. You see, like us, if we have thick skin, so you get through a lot, but then you're tough. But anyways, so every time you do an Aveira, it creates, it thickens the klipa. Whose klipa? Our klipa. Klipa m'saveves ha-sapri. Our klipa. What is that, anyways? Right, the way I see it is like you're in a tunnel without klita. You're surrounded by something which is stopping the klita. Behema machshichin saviv hakedusha, and these klipas are machshichim saviv hakedusha. Ka'anone, this is Loshon Nefesh HaChaim, ka'anone de machafa al shimsha. So it's like a cloud, the mashal he uses, I don't know why he didn't use a cell phone in a tunnel, but he says it's like the sun and the clouds. The sun and the clouds. It's a cloudy day. Ki miten dover ha-machshich al haner, and look at this. We'll take a candle and cover it with something which is lucent, is that the word? Ein ha'or yochel lavor derech sham. Opaque. Opaque, lucent, translucent. If you cover it, simply cover it, like a Shabbos light, right? So nothing, you have no light. By the light is weakened by the clouds. So he says, Ki ora shemesh meir ma'at derech ha'anon. V'chein enyin avera mechabe mitzvah. The klipa of an avera will, for all practical purposes, extinguish a mitzvah. V'ein avera mechabe Torah. It won't extinguish the Torah. It'll be a cloudy day, Torah with a lot of averas, but there's still light. Ki ha mitzvah eino yecholo lavor ulahar derech hefsek mechitzas ha'avera va'aklipos ha'machshich negda. A mitzvah does not have the lumens, the force, to be able to get through a klipa. Avol neged Torah heimarak kamoyin anon neged Hashem. So either way, you don't want to have averas. But you can't compare the anonim blocking the sun to the anonim blocking like a window shade blocking light. Ki ora Torah over gam derech haklipos v'shemeres la'adam u'matzila min ara haroitza lidavek ba. So here he explains the Ruach Chaim based on the Nefesh Chaim and Shardala Perichotes explains to us what is the maila of Torah over mitzvahs. The Torah is or and there is mitzvah. Ludati, it doesn't explain anything. I mean, it's just telling you a mitzias. It's not telling you why it is. Why, right? He just told us this is the mitzvah. Ner mitzvah, that a mitzvah is a ner teror. If Shlomo HaMelech would have said it the other way, I would have believed him. You know, the tefillin is or, elimud ha-tayro, which is not in the world of asiya, that's only a ner. But Shlomo HaMelech said it this way, but we still don't know the why. Pirush Rashi, we still don't know why ner mitzvah, but teror. Everybody with me here? Again, you know, let's not lose ourselves. In other words, what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying actually in a number of places, that here he says, Nermitz HaTaror, the Torah is a greater force, and it's even bigger, Shaloi Lishma, than a mitzvah could be Lishma. So, I'll tell you two things, and we'll end for today. The Vilna Gaon famously says, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, he says, Talmud Torah chashuva mikol ha-mitzvahs. Talmud Torah k'nega kulam, you can't argue, right? Talmud Torah k'nega kulam, it's more than all the mitzvahs. Why? Shebechol teva v'teva shaloi made mekayim mitzvahs esse. The Groz Nevin Shloim, Talmud Torah. Also in Kesar Rosh, in the back is the same lashon. It comes from the Shnois Eliyahu in the Mishnah Peah of Talmud Torah k'nega kulam. That's the makor of the Groz. This is lashon of the Groz. Talmud Torah chashuva mikol hamitzvah. It's pretty clear. Shebechol why? Shebechol teva v'teva shaloi made mekayim mitzvahs esse. We're learning Torah, every word's a mitzvah. L'chein, l'mashal, ha'loi me daf gemara, makayim me'os mitzvahs esed. One daf gemara, you're learning hundreds, doing hundreds of mitzvahs. L'chein, lo'i hutja li batal mi Torah, Therefore, how can you do bitul Torah? Afilu a mitzvah el kishiyav shayidei acher lechol shunami mitzvah. No, so in other words, like I'm gonna learn Torah for an hour. So I'm doing, let's say in this hour that we're learning Torah, I presume words of Torah works. So done probably a couple thousand mitzvahs, if you're counting. Whereas if we would stop learning Torah and we would all do a mitzvah, shake the lulav or something. So we've done a mitzvah. So how can you compare one mitzvah to thousands of mitzvahs? That's what the Gra says.
Is this a question?
Does
he have a quantity?
It's quantity. Just quantity, he says. This is the Pirush. V'nirish etalma Torah adif mitzvilin etzitzis. What about that? You're also doing a mitzvah every second. Wearing talus every second. Nami korega mitzvah essay. Now, why are you mevatel Tyra to do a mitzvah? So, first of all, the whole Tyra is almanas lasses. Yeah? So if you're not stopping to do a mitzvah, but it has to be a ef shal yedei acher. That's the thing. Levayis sameis ef shal yedei acher. But why are you mevatel ever even for ef shal yedei acher? And the answer is because it has to be Torah amanas lasseis. Otherwise, it's a felt in their Torah. Like the whole Torah is in question. It's not amanas lasseis. But besides that, like it seems to me in Lumdus is that if every word of Torah is a mitzvah, so it's a separate mitzvah. Now this comes as mitzvah your way, so that's the mitzvah b'aliyotcha. Now, yes, I can keep on doing this mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah b'aliyotcha, and the Torah is not a continuous flow, it just seems to me. Right, so, because there's no mitzvah in reading the manual. Yeah, it's like, I always think to myself, especially when I moved out of Eretz Yisrael to get involved with Kiruv, let's say somebody's in the university and he's studying a medical degree and he's studying for 10 years how to cure malaria. And Bo'ayom, they say to him, we need you to go to Nigeria with an Israeli team to go to Africa. We need to go to Nigeria. And he says, I'm not going there. There's malaria over there. It's like, right, you hear it? I mean, so what's the Torah Shloi Halbanas Lassos is almost silly. You can't say, is it more chashuv to study in medical school or is it more chashuv to be a doctor? Obviously, it has to be Abadas Lassos. However, you could hear this maybe, that if you're in medical school and you're becoming more and more advanced, your Lassos will be much more chashuv basov, meaning you'll be able to cure the most difficult of diseases. So in that sense, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but if it's Yashuv, I'm just giving a mashenkin, if it's Yav Shari Deacherim, you have to go and do it. That's what the Gra says. In my opinion, I'm going to leave you with this sentence. In my very humble opinion, I think Rav Chaim Volozhin is departing Mei Rabbi Hagra, because I don't think that he's learning, and I think I'll be able to tell you, he's not learning that the Milo of Torah is quantitatively different. You're doing a million mitzvahs. And the Milo of Torah he's learning is quality difference, a qualitative difference. And the whole Metzius of Torah, remember, think Moshe Rabbeinu on the Har, the longer he stayed in the Har, the more Javekas he had in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more he was mistabik with Hashem, and the mitzvahs had taken on a whole different meaning. So I think that what he's learning is different than the Gra, even though it's Gra. But I think it's different than the Gra, that it's not just a quantity difference. I think there has to be a quality difference also, which we need to understand. And this is the question, Rabbi Isai, of the last couple hundred years of history. As to where the emphasis should be. It's not a small question. So where Can I take one more second and tell you an interesting piece of history? When the Mir Yeshiva in Europe, so when they came from Shanghai, I might have mentioned this before, but when they came from Shanghai, so they came by boat to the west coast of the United States, San Francisco. They came, and then there's actually a book written about their journey from the west coast to the east coast, of course, by train, and how the few frum Jews that there were in every little city across America came out to every train stop to meet these, I don't know how many there were exactly, but these yeshiva bachurim told me that this was before America was America, before Lakewood, you know. They came and they greeted them and they brought them food, and it was a nice thing for 5 people, 10 people. That was America at the time. But anyways, just agav, when they were in San Francisco, so the bachurim, yeshiva bachurim, very chashuv yeshiva bachurim, Yeshiva Bachurim said, let's take a morning. We're here. Make a tiyul, and let's go see the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, that was like something to see, especially in those days. Now there's a lot of bridges. Let's go see the Golden Gate Bridge. So they decided, tiyul, they're going. They had a couple hours in San Francisco. They're going to go see the Golden Gate Bridge. The Palabayas that they were staying by was taking them. So they went to Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, who was the Rav Mir in America eventually. He was one of those Bachurim. And they said to Shmuel, come, let's go see the Golden Gate Bridge. He said, no, I'd rather sit here and learn. That's what I want to do now. I want to learn. So they said to him, when are you going to ever have the opportunity again to see the Golden Gate Bridge? So he said to them immediately, opportunity again to learn instead of going to see the Golden Gate Bridge. So, okay. A different bicycle, but that's not even the story that I want to tell you. The story I want to tell you is that as they were coming across, it was known by the Gedolim that they were coming across and what to do and how to deal with them, how to be mafarnas them, and where to, they should learn, etc. So Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, which was the Rashiva Taravadas, so he said, I believe to Rav Aaron Kudler, if I'm not mistaken, he said, you know what would be a really good thing is that every place that they stop, let them drop off one. And it'll make a shinui in the whole United States of America. Just drop off one. By the kind of time they get to New York, should be no one. And they'll do stuff. They'll see. Having been there, that's not a real practical suggestion anyway. Who's going to feed them? Who's going to take care of them? Where are they going to live? Okay, I'm here. I'm the sheriff. But that was the idea, right? And Rav Aaron said, if they don't come all the way here and sit and learn, we're not going to have even one. And there you have it. There you have the chakira of the malaria, and not the malaria, but look, I just want to tell that story. But the qualitative, as opposed to quantity, is really the sugya of the Nefesh HaChaim. Okay. Shabbat Shalom.